Do we believe? Well, maybe we do. It all comes down to me and you.
Hey, we're back on Downtown's 534. Rich Kimball, Kerry Haskell here. And happy to be joined on the telephone line by talented singer-songwriter, Academy Award winner, Frankie Previtt, who's back with us this afternoon. Frankie, how are you?
I'm great, Rich. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you. And excited that we talked about the song with you a number of weeks ago, One World, but now it is out there and getting added by stations all around the country. Can you share the story of how putting this song came to be? Because it's pretty fascinating.
It's a very interesting story. After writing Time of My Life, I won the Academy Award and went from being Frankie and the Knockouts to becoming a songwriter, and people not even realizing, that I was part of writing Time of My Life. And so I got recognized as a songwriter and was asked to join 24 other songwriters to represent the United States and go to Russia for the first ever Russian-American Songwriting Summit during the Glasnost period of time where Russia was starting to loosen up. And so I went there with Barry Mann, Mike Stoller, Cyndi Lauper, Michael Bolton, Desmond Child, Diane Warren. These are like some of the cream of the crop American songwriters, and I was really honored to be chosen to go there. And so while I was there, we met with 25 counterparts, Russian songwriters, and within 9 days, we were to write as many songs as we could. And in those 9 days, 50 songs were written. And I ended up writing with a blind Estonian whose name is Sergei Manukian, and his partner was named Mick Targa, along with another American songwriter, really, really great American songwriter, Pamela Philip Olin, who was writing songs for Frank Sinatra and Whitney Houston and just a myriad of people in America. And so I ended up writing a few songs there, and 50 songs at the end of nine days was written by all of us. And Columbia Records picked 10 songs to do a record called Music Speaks Louder Than Words, and I was blessed. And they picked two of the songs that I wrote there, and one song was called One World. And that song was recorded by Earth, Wind, and Fire back in 1989. And so a regime change had happened at Columbia Records. And so that record, Music Speaks Louder Than Words, never really came out and saw the light of day. And the song sat there for many, many, many years until recently. I was doing some interviews like I'm doing with you, Rich, and the jock said to me, it's really this pandemic is really affecting musicians and songwriters and, in America. And I said, not only America, but this is one world. We're all involved in this. And this light bulb went off in my head. And I said, One World. Oh, my God, that song, One World. So I dug the song up. And I called up Pamela Philip Olin, and I said, I have an idea. I said, a lot of my friends, musicians are out of work, actors are out of work, and there's got to be some charities for these people. So I researched it and found the Musicians Foundation. I found the Actors Fund. And I said, you know what? Those are two really great organizations, charities to help, but there's got to be part of our future is children. So I looked up and I found the First Responders Children's Foundation. And this is just an organization that really helps first responders that have either passed away or they cannot work anymore. They help their children go to college or find them a home. They embrace the children of the world that are in need. And so Pamela said, let's re-record the song. So I called John Gilliton up, who wrote New Attitude for Patti LaBelle. And he said, let me put a track together. And we started looking for musicians to sing on it. And we found Michael Mayo, who is Herbie Hancock's lead singer. And then Renee Martin, who's like phenomenal, phenomenal singer. Ellis Hall, who was the lead singer for a band for many, many years called Tower of Power.
Oh, yeah. Love them.
Yeah. Ellis is so cool. He is a black guy who is also blind and has that Stevie Wonder kind of vibe about him, plays piano, just an incredible talent. And then Duran Holly came along, who was doing gigs back in the day with Michael Jackson and just on tour with a ton of people. And then we found Judith Glory Hill, who was in this movie called 20 Feet from Stardom. I don't know if you remember that.
I love that movie.
And so she was in that movie, and then she went on The Voice and was a finalist, and then won a Grammy, and now she has her own album out. She's on the bridge of that song. So those are our five lead singers, and then there are some really great background singers. Actually, Michael Mayo, the first verse singer, his mom, Valerie, is singing in the background, and Amy Keys and Lisa Sherman and Christy Collister. These are all people from around the world. So some of these vocalists are sending their files from England and from Australia, and musicians that are, you know, from California, and some are in New York. And this song was built from people's bedrooms, and the files just came into John, and John like took these files, and he said by the end of the day, he goes, after about 2 weeks, I had over 100 files.
Wow.
Because all the drums were played in somebody's bedroom or in their basement, or, you know, so, you know, I said, you know what, I was produced by this guy named Bill Schnee back in the day, who, you know, produced, he was an 11-time Grammy nominee, and, you know, just produced just a ton of people. Michael Jackson's live record, Toto, Pablo Cruz, a lot of people. And so I called Bill up and I said, Bill, this is what I'm doing. And he goes, let me help. Let me mix it. So 11-time Grammy nominee Bill Schnee mixed this, and we have One World. And a good friend of mine, Sam Kaiser, who's a promo man, I said, Sam, this is what I'm going to do. And he goes, what can I do to help? And I said, just let's get the world to hear this song. And so if someone wants to donate to this song or to these causes, I'm giving away the song. Whatever you can afford, go to oneworldoursong.com. You'll see all the charities, and you donate to one of them, and I will give you a free download. And another aspect of this was, probably about 2.5 weeks ago, there was the crisis in Minnesota where George Floyd had this social injustice situation in America happen to him. And there was a thing called Black Tuesday, where the world kind of stopped and all the media stopped. And
right.
We were supposed to release the song that day, and it gave me a chance to take a breath and realized that the picture I was painting, the charity picture, wasn't completed. So we added and called the NAACP, and now they are one of the charities that we are giving to. So we are across the board. We have musicians, we have actors, we have children, and we have people of color, and anybody that's being discriminated in the world, these people are going to help them. So I'm giving the song away. Again, I say that because it's so important that we come out on the other side of this. The other side of normal, I call it, will be much different than the world we lived in before.
No question about that. Well, it's a terrific song, a wonderful recording, and great causes that you're supporting as well. Also wanted to mention that we're seeing this happen around here. We have a local drive-in that's been showing movies. They've been doing, I've had some comedians appear. But, man, if anybody's showing Dirty Dancing, you're more than willing to show up and do a little pop-up concert and do the songs from Dirty Dancing right at a drive-in.
Well, you know, we've been reaching out, and I thought it was a great way to do PSAs, public service announcements. And so we've put together a bunch of videos with different celebrities that are Kenny Gamble from the legendary Sound of Philadelphia. Gamble and Huff did one for me. And we have Tico Torres, the drummer from Bon Jovi, did one for me. And we're having Eleanor Champagne King, and Christine Ebersol did one. So just a ton of these celebrities are starting to, you know, hear the song and go, you know what? We'd like to be part of that and give our voice to your cause. So, yes, these would be these drive-ins would be a great avenue to do PSAs, play the video, and I could do either come to the drive-in, or I could do a video and put me on the screen through a Zoom and take questions from the audience. And, you know, Dirty Dancing questions, One World questions, you know, the stuff that people behind the scenes want to know about.
I want to know about, because our friend Ken Franklin mentioned it to me, your experiences in your hotel room in Russia.
Well, it wasn't really in my hotel room. It was in the berth of the train. We took a midnight train out of Moscow to go to Leningrad. And we had a film.
That's a song right there, Frankie. Midnight Train from Moscow.
Yeah, Midnight Train to Leningrad. Yeah, out of Moscow. There's a song there somewhere. Anyway, I was on the train, and we had filmed the whole 9 days. And it was a joint venture with the Russian government. And they decided the last minute that they wanted the films. They weren't going to let us leave the country without the films. And so we went ahead and sent our film crew home a day early with the film. And so they stopped our train about 3 o'clock in the morning and were like, "Well, your papers," you know, and I said, "They're in my luggage, you know, they're in the luggage car." They threw me off the train in about 3 feet of snow, and I had to walk back about 10 cars. They picked me up and threw me inside the luggage car, and I was going through thousands of bags trying to find my bag so I could show them my passport.
Wow.
It was a hell of a time.
Well, it sounds like it. Well, we're happy that the fruits of your labor get to be heard once again, and for such a wonderful cause. Again, a free download, but the opportunity to donate any amount to help a number of good causes. Go to oneworldoursong.com and hear this terrific Frankie Previte song with a talented group of performers. Hey, Frankie, we appreciate it as always. So good to talk with you, my friend. Be safe, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate your support. Thank you, you and the station support.
You bet. Frankie Previte, downtown.